Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, what is happening out at the garden?
The garden is growing, Roy, and it is growing in plants and landscaping and sculptures, but it's also growing in people. We're getting thousands of people that are coming in from all over the United States and
I think
the world
we just hit a hallmark, too.
We passed 100,000 people last year in 2016, and we believe from now on we're going to be doing above 100,000 people a year. And it, of course, becomes the biggest tourist attraction in Kerrville, Texas, and four times the size of the population of Kerrville. And so it's a really a neat thing.
So people are finally starting to say, you know, this may be something here.
and amazing as it is, some people in Kerrville still haven't been up there.
I know. I run into them every once in a while. I come up
and
in Kerrville.
And yet people are traveling from around the world and buying expensive airline tickets to come.
I guess it's kind of like people who live in San Antonio. A lot of them have never been to the Alamo, yet the Alamo is known all over the world.
Well, there's a scripture, Jesus says, a prophet's not known in his own hometown. Mm-hmm. And that's we tend as human beings to take for granted those around us, those that have gifts, those that have abilities, something special, and we don't appreciate it.
Something I want to mention, too, is that it's important to people who have been up there before, is we now have lighting. So you have lights that are on at night.
Right,
nice big lights.
Yep, we're open until midnight.
And 7 a.m. in the morning to midnight.
Right.
7 days a week, and no charge, never a charge.
That's exactly right.
Okay, well.
Let me tell you about the miracle of the week. Can I tell you about that?
Yeah, let's talk about the miracle of the week.
Right.
I enjoy those.
Well, we have all kinds, but this was kind of what you might call a ricochet miracle. Sherry and I were, after church, went to our local barbecue place, one of them that's a friend of the cross, Dickie's Barbecue, and the owner gives a discount on his food to anybody that said they're a friend of the cross. And so we went in there, and he happened to be there, and I say, how's this working out? You've been a friend of the cross, and he puts our brochures out for people. And he said, man, it's been great. There have been just lots of people coming in here, and I'm getting lots of business. And I said, well, that's great. We want everybody that, that blesses the cross to get blessed. And so anyways, he was happy about that. Sherry and I sat down to great barbecue, and the waitress comes up, and her name was Tiffany. And she was probably, what, in her mid-40s or so, Sherry, maybe, something like that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, something like that. But anyways, she's just cleaning tables around, and she asked if we were with the cross, and we said we were. And one thing led to another, and as I looked at her, you know, she started getting that Shekinah glory gold dust, started forming on her clothes and her face. Now, when I see that, that's like, you know, a bird dog, quail dog smelling quail. I mean, I went on the point, and I knew God's got a divine appointment here. So I just started asking her a few questions, and sure enough, she had a father that needed prayer, and she needed the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the gifts, really. She already loved Jesus, but she'd never been to the cross, but she just starts kind of opening up her life. And so before we got finished, we, Sherry and I, prayed that the gifts of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, would be released into her life, and that's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit is what the Pentecostals call it. And so we had a divine appointment with this young lady, and we know from praying for thousands of people for this, this radically changes their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you sometimes pray this prayer, you don't realize what's about to happen, but it just sets you on fire for Jesus, for the Word of God, for His praise, His worship, His people. And so we know we'll see that young lady again, and we'll probably hear this incredible testimony. But it was because we got in a discussion about the cross, and then I looked at her, and with my naked eyes, I saw this stuff like glitter starting to form all over her. And I knew God's got this young lady there for a divine appointment for this moment. And then we just had to figure out, what is it you want to pray for? So we prayed for her and her dad, so it was really special.
Well, Max, we have Carol Coates back this week, and she's been an instrumental part of success of the cross and helping out a lot. Talk a little bit about Carol again.
Sure.
And
Well, let me introduce her. Better yet, let me let my beautiful wife, Sherry, introduce Carol, since I introduced Carol the last two times.
Well, the first time I met Carol, she had just started coming to the cross, and I was so amazed and impressed that she would bring a giant cooler full of ice with water, and she would just hand it out to everyone every single day because it was hot at that point in time. It was summer, and it was very hot, and I thought, that is just really wonderful that, you know, she has a heart for everyone, and she thinks of their needs, and that she's there to hand. And if you were there in the summertime, you would know that someone handing you an ice-cold bottle of water is just like an oasis. So that's how I first met Carol.
Yeah, and thanks, Sherry. Yeah, you know, Carol and her husband Bill hauled that ice up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we talk about it and remember, mm-hmm. and you know, the Bible says Jesus, and the Bible says a cup of cold water given in the name of Jesus will not lose its reward. And so you gave away a lot of water, and you're going to get a lot of reward. That's for sure.
Well, Carol, how long have you been involved with the garden? How many years?
Oh, what is it? Five?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. 4 or 5, something like that.
So it's been a while.
Not nearly long enough.
And why, a big question that some people may be wondering is, why have you given your time and money to the Garden Project? Because you've given both, not just your time, but your money too.
Because I'm trying to be obedient. Every one of his kids wants to be obedient because we love him so much. And besides that, it's fun to go up there and watch people's lives be changed.
I know. I have the same thing. I get to see these people. I come up there, and I was just up there the other day, and I talked to a gentleman, and we went and had coffee, and I didn't know why God was making me go up there that day because I really didn't want. I had other things to do.
Yep.
It just kept on and on. I said, okay. So I'm going up there, and I'm thinking, this is going to be a waste of time. And I get up there, and I meet this man, and we went and had coffee, and I understood God put me up there for a reason. Do you ever have that experience?
A divine
appointment. It's like
appointment.
All of a sudden, you know exactly why you're there.
Divine appointment. One of my favorite things that happened was I met a man late one Friday night, summertime, and young man from San Marcos. And he had a lot of problems. He hung around while I was taking care of another couple. And I walked over and I said, did you want to talk to me? And he said yes. And so he explained many, many, many problems. And I was really new at doing this, and we prayed together, and I was so glad that I was there for him. And later when I got home, I realized I had forgotten to tell him, you've got to forgive those people. And that worried me so badly. I prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and I prayed about it. And a couple of weeks later, I'm out in the chicken house cleaning out my chicken house, and I look like I'm cleaning out a chicken house. And the Holy Spirit said, go to the cross. Go to the cross. And I said, look at me. I can go to the cross like this. And I kept on cleaning, and he wouldn't leave me alone. So I went in the house, and my husband said, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to the cross. He said, what for? And I said, I don't know. I can't wait to find out. And I got there just in time. The man that I had helped, that I'd been so worried about, was getting in his truck to leave. Had I tarried any longer, I'd have missed him. But the Holy Spirit wanted me to know that everything we prayed about had worked.
Really?
Wow. What a Everything story. Was fine for him.
Wow.
Well, let me ask you, what was the first time you saw glory dust on people up there? What was that like?
It was incredible, and it still is. It still is. We've got some here right now.
On Sherry.
I had it on my hands before we came in, out in the car. I can't tell in
it's
here.
It's the visible presence
Look
of God
that
shows up.
Wow.
Yeah, the Shekinah glory dust.
And every time someone's up there, never been there before, and they look down, you say, look at your hands and see it, the grouchiest, most unbelievable...
skeptics.
Just plain old sourpusses, suddenly their eyes get big and everything about them becomes animated and they can't believe it. And suddenly they're getting a lot more interested because God wants them to know he's really there. This isn't just someplace your wife wanted you to come. He's here. It's marvelous.
It's the real deal. Yeah.
It sure
Presence
is.
Of God.
Listen,
sure
is. I understand that you've actually seen a supernatural healing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, tell them about the suicidal girl and the one that I called you.
Oh.
About. Yeah, go ahead and tell them.
One afternoon, I'm laying down taking a nap or something, and Max calls and says, we got a suicide up at the cross, and we need you up there. And we call ourselves the fire department.
Volunteer fire department.
You know, when we have something like that. And I said, well, okay, I'd never been around anybody that was suicidal before, and I said, you do realize you're sending the oldest fire truck you've got? And he said, doesn't matter, you're the closest, get going. And I went over and found a very unbelievably depressed, sad, pitiful young woman. And we started talking, and I said, well, she said, I need a miracle. And I said, well, I know where we can find one. Come on. We got under the cross and began praying. And she had been saved, but at this point in her life, things were much, much different. And out of nowhere, she began speaking in tongues, and I felt my hands felt hot where I had a hold of her, and I knew that she was being
delivered.
Totally, mm-hmm. totally delivered. It was wonderful. It was incredible.
What about the man from San Marcos?
That's the one I just told. Okay. Yeah. I told it out of order.
Yeah, but to say something about this girl, again, she was suicidal. Carol was the closest. She happened to be the oldest fire truck, too. She was the closest fire
but
truck.
I chugged
and,
on
up. And, but she brought the girl to Jesus. And Carol says, I don't have anything to give her. And I said, that's okay. You're going to go deliver Jesus. He's going to give her everything she needs. And that girl prayed for the power of the Holy Spirit, and I'm sure you took her through forgiveness because we've got
the
signs
everything.
There in that cross, those four plaques. She prayed that girl through. She got baptized in the Holy Spirit. She got her own prayer language. She spoke in tongues. She came out of there with new life, on fire, and no suicide. And that was just one of your healing stories.
Yes, and it's
Carol, what
incredible.
Would you like people that are listening right now to our show to know about God?
That no matter how awful you think you've been or how badly you've been rejected, turned away, whatever, he wants you. Nobody ever in your entire life is going to want you the way he wants you. Come to the cross, and he will touch you, and you'll know how important you are. Don't Don't stay away. He's looking for you.
Carol Coates, thanks for being with us this week, and you'll come back another week next week?
You bet.
Max, Sherry, any closing comments?
Just our amen to everything Carol said, because Jesus is there for all of us, and we get into times, and we may be saved. We may have already given our hearts to Christ, but that don't mean we're not going to have problems, and that doesn't even mean we don't can get into the demonic stuff. But this was this girl's situation, and yet she reached out to Jesus. She reached out to the cross. She came to the cross, and God needed someone in this case to minister deliverance to this young woman so she could be free of all the stuff she had. And God chose Carol Coates, and we're so thankful for that.
Well, people are listening right now, and there may be somebody out there that might want to get involved with the cross in some way, either financially or prayer or whatever. How do they get in touch with us?
Just go to our website. It has all the information and lots of testimony and pictures, and it's www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And we do need help. We need tour guide chaplains, like you heard the testimony with Carol, mm-hmm. and we need folks to help us keep paying for this thing. We're building it all without debt, trusting God, all on faith. And we've got, you know, a garden worth several million dollars up there right now. And so come and be blessed, all on faith.
Max and Sherry Griner and Carol Coach, thanks for being with us this week. Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, I'm back with you. And can you believe this is show number 103? And I have many, many wonderful comments to share with you. So here goes. The first one is from a wonderful man named Bill Lewis, who is a tour guide chaplain, and I believe he's, 91 years old? 92 years old, and everybody just loves him. And here is what he says. Admission to the garden is free. Only the office and maintenance staff receive a salary. I have been a volunteer tour guide chaplain since October 2010. I spend roughly 5 hours a week spending time with our many visitors. They come from all over the world. I have met people from China, South Africa, the Philippines, Mexico, Canada, Costa Rica, Colombia, Peru, Norway, England, Ireland, Scotland, and most of the European nations, Turkey, Greece, and Israel. In these United States, I have visited with folks from the 49th and 50th states and well over half of the lower 48 states. People come to the cross and garden for many reasons. Prayer is the most often received request. The primary purpose of the cross is to help lost and lonely people in this world find their way to an eternal relationship with their Savior. This is a recent example. I was blessed this past Monday to help a young man who was recovering from drug and alcohol addiction to enter into that relationship. A few weeks ago, my partner and I baptized a beautiful young lady from Italy. Just yesterday, Veterans Day, in 2 hours, I visited with over 60 guests. Many were first-time visitors. We prayed for nearly all of them. They came for a variety of reasons. I have heard virtually every flattering adjective in a thesaurus used to describe the cross. I hear awesome almost every time a teen comes to the garden for the first time. And this was Colonel Bill Lewis from Kerrville, Texas. And next we have a must visit. This sculpture prayer garden is absolutely awesome. It is so peaceful and beautiful. I just can't explain how it makes me feel when I am there. Norma W. from Kerrville, Texas. Susan Casey says, thank you so very much for all you do and have done through this magnificent garden. Susan Casey is a tour guide chaplain, and she lives in Austin, Texas. And every time she comes, she brings a carload full of people. And each time she brings different people. So she has brought quite a lot of people. It probably would fill a bus by this point in time. Okay, so my last one I have for you today is I have been at the garden all week. I just want to thank you for your obedience. You have created a special place where God's Spirit resides. Thank you. This is from Chris Daniel in Kerrville, Texas. And that's it for this week, and I hope you'll join us again next week. Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation
so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.